This podcast is brought to you by Bloke in a Bar.
Yes, it is, mate. We are all done and dusted with the podcast royale now, and we are looking forward to Magic Round.
We are.
You know what that means?
What does that mean, Josh?
It means there's going to be thousands of people in the Caxton car park getting blokes down their throats.
Thousands of people getting thousands of blokes down thousands of throats.
It's going to be so fucking sick. Do you reckon there's ever been more blokes down blokes' throats? And women's throats as well in one place at one time?
Absolutely not. Guinness World Records were here, they'd be breaking that record. And there's not a place that I'd rather get a bloke down my throat than the Caxton car park at Magic Round.
No, it's the greatest place to get a bloke down your throat. So guys, if you want to get a bloke down your throat and you're not going to be at the Caxton, make sure you go to blokeinabar.com, put in your postcode on the store locator and find out where you can get some bloke.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK, okay. Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Lovely.
BBB Boost Week. So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000
of worth. Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Beers. Bloody brilliant. Beers. On the piss.
And welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Bluebet.
Let's cut some dust. We are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook and now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. And Clutzy, where are we on this fine, fine Wednesday?
Mate, we're at the Caxton Hotel. The sun is shining. The Broncos won, so Brisbane's no longer crying.
Exactly right. Adam Reynolds, a late inclusion, even though we recorded that late. I don't even know if it was a late inclusion. We just recorded it early, sorry.
Yeah.
Brisbane is fucking... cheering,
back.
Townsville crying, Donnie crying, eat a bag of dicks.
I'd just like to go out straight away and just say, fuck that cunt.
Who, Donnie?
Yeah, fucking oh. For someone to talk that much shit and then even when, like, he has nothing to do with the team's performance.
Yep.
But just, like, stay in your fucking lane, you dog. Just shut the fuck up.
You know what I fucking hate? Like, I will support whoever you want. Anyway, this is for the sports show, but anyway, we're into it now and I can't get out of it.
The cunt fucked me off.
Yeah, well, now I'm fired up and I need to get this off my chest. Support whoever you want, right? I don't give a fuck. I'm surrounded by people who don't support the team they're born in.
Yep.
Yourself, Cronin, Donnie.
Yep.
Whatever, it doesn't bother me. Support whoever you want. But don't throw chat at me.
No.
You're not from Townsville, cunt.
No.
You're not from Canberra, cunt.
Don't have pre-recorded loss videos.
Yeah, exactly. If
that's
you're
going
to fucking
fucked.
Come at me for your teams, like, you're not even born there, so what right do you have to... Like, do whatever makes you happy, but don't fucking come at me. And then when you lose, eat a bag of
fucking dicks. See, I never throw chat at you about
Melbourne
and Brisbane.
No.
Because it's just a great
usually
game.
Usually what you usually do after is go, see the game on the weekend or something. But you're never like in the lead up going, what about the grand final, blah, blah, blah. Like, fuck up, Donnie.
What I will say, if there's anyone from the Cowboys organization, whether you're player personnel, anything like that, please reach out because if I were you guys, I'd fucking hate that cuck. I would hate the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Because all he does is fucking share shit like that. And it's just like, it's just embarrassing, mate.
It is.
Stay in your fucking lane. Go back into your fucking two bedroom little shithole up in Townsville and just fucking go cry yourself to sleep.
Imagine if I pre-recorded a reaction post to the Broncos, like a losing one.
Can I just say, he can't imagine that because it would never fucking
exactly
happen.
Exactly right. He also lives in towns that was in Brisbane. So that, like, you know what I mean? He's preempted that.
Yeah.
Like, I went away on the weekend. Yeah. It'd be like me doing it last Wednesday before I
dude,
left.
Dude, it was posted a minute afterwards and he was at the game.
Crazy. Like, crazy.
I think that's fucked. That is not supporting a team.
No, shit.
But anyway.
Anyway, we'll get into that on tomorrow's show. I'm great, mate. How are you?
Good, bro. I actually saw something fucking hilarious on the way
before here. Before we go any further, we should just say this is our On The Piss podcast where we just sit down and have a chat and talk shit for about an hour. Sorry, had to get that in there. A
lot of shit
before
talking
we got carried away. Yeah, sorry, what did you see on the way in?
Bro, so you know how when where I come from, I turn right onto Hale Street, and you can keep going on Hale Street or take that little left?
Yep.
So I'm going down there and I start going in the left lane and there's a dude on a fucking, you know those bigger mowers?
Ride-on mowers.
Yeah, bigger ride, not like your typical four-wheel ride-on mower, but nice wide one that you see at schools and shit.
Yeah.
This dude has locked eyes with me as I'm going into the lane to go down there. And then he's just fucking popped a wheelie driving up the street.
In the ride-on mower.
And he's just staring at me. And I'm pissing myself laughing. And then as I'm about to go out of eye contact, he just goes... I was like, holy
fuck. So he popped it just for you.
I was listening to Alpha Blokes podcast with fucking Fez. I paused it because I could not stop laughing. And I was concentrating intently
that is
on
so
that.
Sick.
But I looked out of the corner of my eye and this dude just popped a wheelie and he's just fucking staring at me the whole
and you're
way.
Like, surely not.
I was like,
cunt.
That is one of the greatest things I've seen. That's a man who's had a fucking great long weekend.
Yeah, and he's just fucking coasting through his Tuesday.
Oh, fucking oath.
Hope everyone had a great long weekend, by the way.
Yeah, it was a good little, nice little relaxer. I used to love this time of year as a tradie.
Yeah.
Because there are so many 4-day weeks.
It coming up.
Oh my God. Like
Anzac Day's next.
Like you've just come off fucking Australia Day.
And then
like,
May Day is the one, Labor Day or whatever is the one after the Anzac
so
Day.
So fucking good. So many 4-day weeks.
I'm going to Yamba for the Labor Day long weekend and I am so pumped. Going to be off the piss between now and the fight. Did have like 3 beers over the weekend.
Jesus.
And I tell you what, the first beer at the Yamba pub on that weekend.
Is that the week after
the fight?
Oh.
Like straight after the fight. Oh. Yeah. So.
Straight at my balls.
Stay on high alert
Jesus
if you live in
Christ.
The Clarence Valley region because
I'll
be fucking.
That'll be so good. Who are you going down there with? Just the fam?
Gabby and Lockie and Rachel.
Nice.
And should be good.
Nice.
Kim and Al as well.
Fucking oath. That sounds
should be
awesome.
Great. Yeah.
That'll be lovely.
I'm fucking so pumped.
My God. We were actually just discussing this before. Obviously, fight prep is. Well and truly into it. We're wearing some fucking shirts, if you don't notice, that have our beautiful rigs on it.
Bloody brilliant biffs.
Bloody brilliant biffs, because that's our personality now. We are hardcore fighters.
For the next 4 weeks anyway.
But it is difficult to stay off the piss. Also, I haven't exactly missed it.
Neither have I.
I'm finding it quite easy not to have a beer. There have been some occasions where I'm like, oh, right. Like, obviously at the wake the other week, I was like, fuck, I probably should have one. But also I was like, nah, stick to my principles. I said I'm going to stay off the piss bar one day in this preparation.
Yep.
Which will be this Saturday. I'm ripping the lid off. But
Wedding, so
I have to.
Yeah.
Particularly for two of the fucking most attractive people I've ever met in my life in Doug and Yasmin. Yeah. It'd be rude.
You know
not
what
to.
I miss? I also haven't really missed getting on the piss, but like when I cracked on the weekend, first night, so I was out in Charleville, for those who don't know, visiting my mum, fucking 10 hours west of Brisbane. Holy shit. Fuck me dead. Way bigger than I thought it was. It was good. But went to this pub that allegedly has the longest bar in used to be the Southern Hemisphere, but now Australia. The bloke pouring the piss was not happy because my mum was like, this is the longest bar in the Southern Hemisphere. And he's like, actually, it used to be, but some fuckwit in South Africa built a bigger one. So somewhere, I can't remember where.
How long is it?
Oh, fucking long. But like the thing, it's a technicality, right? It was U-shaped.
Okay.
So like, it was long, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't
long. It's not straight.
When I hear longest bar in the Southern Hemisphere, I'm thinking fucking, straight. Probably would have been 30, 40 minutes. Like it was pretty long.
Yeah,
pretty big.
Okay.
But sitting in this country pub with my mum, haven't seen mum in ages, her partner, my fiance's parents and my fiance, and like, oh, we got happy hour. There's $10 pints. So I was like, oh,
you got it.
Better have one.
Yeah.
But fuck. That's what I miss. Like having, yeah. You know, when you feel like a beer, like, fuck, I'd love to just crank a beer. I haven't missed like getting blackout drunk.
Yeah.
Will I return to getting blackout drunk post fight?
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely. Probably the second that the bell goes in the final round.
Yeah, I tell you what, I have said it that I'll probably be embarking on one of the biggest drinking adventures of my life afterwards. And then I was chatting to Tommy Dahl the other day about some stuff for Magic Round. And I was like, we were just discussing how fucking good it's going to be. And I was like, mate, we're probably going to go on collectively the biggest bender of our lives that weekend.
I said to everyone that I've been talking to, because my fight's the second on the card and Klutzy's isn't until later in the night. I said, regardless of how the outcome of my fight goes, I will not be remembering Josh's fight.
Yeah. Fuck. I'm so jealous.
Maybe due to concussion, maybe due to alcohol poisoning.
I'm either so one. Fucking jealous.
Yeah, I'm
I would love to be early. Nice and early.
Yeah, get it over and done with.
Maybe just got to have a couple of beers beforehand.
Maybe.
And just have some fucking liquid courage.
Yeah, it could work in your favour. Yeah,
you never know.
You never know.
Could also absolutely fuck me. But obviously, yes, it was the Easter weekend. You went out to Charleville. How was that experience?
Yeah, it was good, mate. It was good. I've got a bit to talk about later on. But yeah, actually didn't do too much. I had a lot of work to do. I went out on... early on Thursday morning, I think it's like an 8.5 hour drive, but it took us probably like more than 10 by the time you stop and shit. So I worked a bit in the car on the way out, but then my laptop died. So did a bit of work Thursday night. And then basically I've started running again for my marathon. I'm doing the Gold Coast Marathon.
Yep.
So literally all I did pretty much is eat, sleep and run and work.
Yeah, nice. We like that.
Yeah, but it was good to see mum. Good to get out there and see the town. I think I said this to you. I expected it to be so tiny.
Yeah.
But it was way more built up than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Still like a small country town, but I was expecting it to be like one street with like houses on it. Met a bloke who could hypnotize yabbies, which was quite interesting, at a campground out there. Wow. Yeah. It actually would be a sick campground to go and get on the piss with all the boys. It's just a shame it's a 10-hour fucking drive away.
Yeah.
To give you like an example of some of the stuff that's out there, the first day we got there, we got in the car and did a little, guided tour with my mum's partner to see the sites. And one of the sites was the sewage plant.
Yeah, nice.
So, like, it's really riveting stuff. Yeah.
Big sewage plant?
Yeah, big sewage plant.
Yeah, gonna be a big operation out there.
Rach and her mum did the park run on Saturday in Charleville.
Smoke them?
They both won their age group. There's only 15 people at the park run.
Wow. Well, she can say she won a park run.
Exactly right.
Don't have to say where.
Exactly right.
Fuck, that's awesome.
But yeah, other than that, didn't get up to too much.
Love mate. That.
How about yourself?
Mate, it was good. Just fucking chilled out most of the weekend. Went out to the farm on Sunday, which was great. Obviously, Easter Sunday. I got to catch up with my nan, which was lovely. Saw a lot of cows and shit. Had a nice lunch yesterday. Had a few things that we'll bring up later on Easter Sunday that were quite eventful for a young man looking for chocolate. But it was good. One thing we did kick off on the weekend, we actually stayed true to it. Obviously, we said on not last Wednesday's pod with Julian, but the one before, we were going to bring up a new segment where we'd post in the BBB Frothies group on Facebook. If you're not a part of that, type in BBB Frothies. That's T-H-I-E-S for those playing at home. And we're going to chuck up something most Fridays. It might be Thursdays, might be Saturdays, might be Sundays if we've had a bender.
Depends if we forget or not.
That's it. So basically, chuck questions up or things you want us to discuss and we'll discuss them. And that's it.
It's question of the week.
It is question of the week.
So Klutzy and I have both chosen one each for this week. Do you want to go? Let's do mine first.
Yeah,
yours
is
a better
first.
One to finish off. So mine came through. I've lost the bloke's name. It's Mitch Cash asked, what is your ultimate Bucks party setup?
Love this. Saw a couple of Bucks parties on the weekend and whatnot. And this is just opportune timing, isn't it? Obviously, we're going to have yours sometime in the fucking maybe not so distant future, whenever you lock in a wedding venue.
Yeah.
So it was always good to keep this right at the forefront. What I like, I've said before, I'm not really into the whole stripper scene and stuff.
Neither. Miss me.
Why spend money on that when you can just get more piss?
Yeah.
Like...
watch free porn if you're that desperate.
Yeah, fucking oath. Well, yeah. Just do that. That's a fucking great alternative.
I wholeheartedly agree.
So what I'd like is I'd just like a big house away from people where you just lock in. You've got all your piss there. You've got all your food there. Get some entertainment or whatever. Just do something. Whatever you want to do. Like, you might go to a surf club. Like, let's say you got, like, the old man or something, or you got some older people you want to bring along. I think it might be good to go to a surf club for a feed one day and get on the piss.
What's the go with parents coming? Like, what's the rule, do you know?
I think you can, but like,
I'd be terrified for Rach's dad to come to my Bucks party.
So I know, like, there was one Bucks party I went on for Herdy's older brother. We were all locked in a house, and then we went to Noosa Surf Club for the day.
Yeah.
So I got on the piss there, and Herdy's dad came and met us and had drinks. And
my
blah, blah, blah.
I'd be less scared, but Rach's dad, I would not want there at all.
Yeah, fuck. I might have to take Don under my wing if that's the case. But yeah, I think, like, you go to a certain point, and then some of them just head off. Yeah. Bye-bye. So I think it would depend where you are. Like, I've been to some Bucks parties where there's none of the parents or anything involved. Yeah. Could be a nice touch, but I think what I would like is just to lock in with the boys.
Yeah.
I think I'd do something where, like, if I'm up around the coast, I'd go to that surf club and probably invite dad and
and
whatnot. But yeah, I think there'd just be other things where I'd be like, nah, this isn't happening.
Like, once we go back to the accommodation post surf club.
I know plenty of our mates, and I think when you've known kids that are from, like, the age of six or something, and then you see them running around the backyard nude, that could be a little bit confronting.
And that would be the least of your worries as well, running around the backyard. Fucking nude, especially in a bar.
I know a certain person who's about to have a child who I think a lot of I think my dad would think very differently of. Let's just say that.
100%.
But not in a bad way. He'd just be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's what he's like.
the real
him. But yeah, I'd love to just be locked away with the boys. Plenty of piss. All your food there. Have some games and shit like that going on. Beer pong. I'd like it to be around footy time. So you just got the footy on. You got sport on constantly.
Racing. Horse racing.
Yeah, horse racing, that sort of shit. And then I also like rules.
Yeah, okay.
I like rules. I like, just yeah, like fun rules idea. And then you keep everyone accountable for it.
Yep. Do like a kangaroo court sort of setup. That's a good idea. I hadn't even thought
although
of
it was, I've said it before, I think, but like my mate Traffer, his fucking Bucks was hilarious. The bloke, he got dressed up in drag and we were at the Gold Coast and then there was a little pontoon. So they basically said there was someone coming to see him. Person rocked up with all his makeup bag, put him in drag. He had arseless chaps and shit. The rule was he wasn't allowed back to the main party until he got three waves from people going past on boats. So he's got full golden glitter drag and red golden glitter drag.
Funny.
It was so good. And then, like, he couldn't turn around because he had arseless chaps on. And it's a weekend on the Gold Coast, so of course there's families around on boats. So it took him a while. But, like, that sort of shit, or it's like everyone has to be up by 10 p.m., like, 10 a.m. And, like, you have to consume a drink by then.
I
or
love
else
that shit.
Like, that's
we used to do that shit at uni games. I hadn't even thought about that side of it. But we used to do that shit at uni games. My favorite one. We used to hand out challenges to everyone, and, like, every night we'd have kangaroo court. And I might have told you about this before, but every night you have kangaroo court, and you basically, like, if you did your challenge or didn't, you get punished, and then you can hand out fines and credits and stuff. But one of the favorite, my favorite challenges ever, used to be the first night when you draw them out of a hat. Someone would get, I think it was called like the Fruit Ninja or something, but not important as to what it's called. And their rule was, because we were playing soccer, so the only time you had to carry a piece of fruit with you at all times. The only time
sort of
you didn't have to have it is when you're on the field. And it starts with a grape, and every time you get caught out without it, it gets upgraded. So, like, by the end of the week, this it was you've met him, I think, here.
Yeah.
It's the what's the fucking I don't want to say his name. Not the Bundy dribbler. Bootstrap dribbler. It's his mate that I know. So he ends up walking around with a fucking rock melon at all times because he kept getting wrong. But anyway, it was his first trip and he got it and someone handed him a grape and everyone's like, ah, that's so funny. And then before we went to the next one, the bloke next to him goes, what'd you get? And he's like, ah, grape. And he's like, can I see it? And he's like, yeah. And he just took it and ate it. Suck shit. Instantly upgraded to the apple. Like,
that sort of shit would be like so good. So can you imagine that? And with our mates as well, it'd be so fucking funny.
Oh, fucking so funny.
I love shit like that. Even like, I was chatting with my roommate. She had a hen's party on the weekend, and it was ABBA themed.
Yeah.
So the like girls that. Could only refer to the bride as Dancing Queen, and if you didn't, it was like, you got to take a fucking drink.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, the future sister-in-law was really keeping everyone accountable. All the girls, you couldn't say, like, you couldn't be like Kate.
Yeah.
Like Laura couldn't or like Stamps
and shit. Yeah.
You had to be like, I think in ABBA it's like Chicky Chicka or some shit.
Yeah, okay.
It'd be like Chicky Chicka Laura.
Yeah.
And if anyone didn't say it, they'd be like, nah, you didn't fucking say it, drink. The worst one. All got plastered from that.
The worst one we had was Sober Pash, and like it, you got given it as your challenge. Like obviously the boys who were in relationships didn't get it.
Yeah.
But if you were the Sober Pash, you had to hook up with someone sober from like, you know, every day.
Yeah.
So like you'd be at the Oval playing, there's games on everywhere, and you'd walk past like a chick's team, and that you'd be like, "Oi, do you guys have a sober patch?" And they'd be like, "Yeah," like, "Fuck yeah, so do we." So these two people would have to like mac on. It was so
fucked. I would hate that.
Oh my god, so fucked. Anyway, I didn't think about any rules or anything, but this was my sort of setup that I reckon will be good. Yeah. I'd be keen for a weekend, but not a long weekend. I reckon after two nights, like nothing's good is happening on the third night.
Yeah,
like Friday, Saturday, that still gives you an opportunity to have your Saturday planned and still get first night fever.
Yep.
Like everyone's rocking up at the coast or something on Friday after work. And like, you're like, oh, we won't have a big one. But everyone knows deep down you have a big one. So I was thinking, head to just a surf club or something like that, like somewhere chill.
Yeah.
But like just turn it into something crazy. I wanted to get weird, but not at a crazy place. So yeah, thinking a surf club and then turning it into like Slipknot on the TV at 3 a.m. in the lounge room with the accommodation. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do.
Nothing spectacular in terms of needing to organise it, but just like waking up in the morning going, fuck, that was pretty fucking strange. And then I think on the Saturday you need some sort of activity to get people out of the house.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to just be sitting around all day drinking piss because I reckon again people get over it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think like golf or something like that doesn't have to be that.
Yeah.
Go play lawn bowls or something. Like somewhere where you can still sink piss.
Yeah, I like that. But not
just so you're like, you know, sitting there stuck.
Yeah.
And then turn that into, I'd love to go to like a nice spot for a beer in the Arvo after. So like golf, you don't want it to start too early, maybe 10, 11, play through 3, 4, go to like a brewery or like a nice bar or something, a few beers, and then back to the accommodation for a freshen up, few beers, shower, and then that Saturday night, that's where you book somewhere to go and just all hell breaks.
Yeah, I like
essentially.
That a lot. I like that a lot.
So yeah, that was my sort of thing. I think if you throw in like a few rules and shit into that, it'd be so good. Elite.
See, that's perfect. I feel like you don't need to do too much. You just need to do just the simple things.
Yep.
Just get everyone as a collective group, just knowing what the fucking task at hand is.
Yeah, I've got one actually coming. I think it's the end of May for Paddy Nick's Bucks.
Nice, that'll be
very
loose.
Interesting. Yeah,
that'll had be to
pay
good.
For it the other day.
Fuck.
So you know what else is great? I paid for it last week, so it's all paid for, all piss, all accommodation. It's so essentially free.
It's definitely free.
Yeah,
I like that.
Your question that you picked from the group this week, mate?
I'd like to give a big shout out to Ben Datson. How many times a day is considered too many when ripping the lid off and giving yourself a hand shandy?
The Peter Volandis.
Now, fucking hell, I reckon every bloke here can attest to this. When you are going... but I reckon definitely... The blokes would stand up here a lot more. When you're going through puberty and you're in high school, it's almost like you're having a competition to see if you can break a world record on a fucking sick day.
Holy fuck. Fucking oath.
Or like,
sick days aren't the same in the boarding dorm.
No. Well, maybe you do it as a group collective. See if you can get the
group meeting in the showers.
Yeah. Maybe the largest collective of
that's the world record.
Human excrement.
Yeah.
Be fucked. But I don't know. I reckon there's a point maybe where your old fella's saying, please stop.
Give me a breather.
Like it'd be a bit red raw.
Yeah.
You got to think, if you're consistently cranking out 3 a day, then you probably need to fucking give it a rest. Yeah. Like 3 every day would be fucked.
That's a lot, yeah. How'd you find the time?
Yeah, exactly. I've heard like people say as well, like, obviously as you get older, you're probably losing it a little bit. So you probably don't want to be. Yeah, exactly. You just want to fucking enjoy life instead of
sitting to figure out where you're going to get your next fucking
Yeah, exactly. Instead of fucking sitting on your bed whacking it, that'd be so far.
Bed, lounge, wherever
bed,
you
lounge,
want.
Bed, lounge, toilet, shower, car, dining table. Fucking hell.
Laundry.
I haven't really thought about it until now, but imagine being in a fucking share house of blokes and then you're like, someone's fucking, I don't know, they've got the house to themselves or something.
Yeah.
I would hate to put a blue light over some people's fucking houses.
The share house that our mates had when we were like a bit younger would have been
Yeah. My God.
Yeah.
I felt bad for the next tenants that went in after that.
Fuck, they had some weird parties there.
Was Warinya the first or second one?
Second.
What was the first
Warinya
one again?
Street. Bromar Street.
Bromar. Bromar house.
Shit.
Holy fuck.
Bromar was a
Bromar was bad. I tell you what, I would hate to... Collectively...
This is like the house...
Those guys could have funded a fucking sperm bank.
This is like the house where it was like the first three or four of our mates that all moved in together and had a share house when we were all at uni. Yep. So every weekend there was just like piss ups on at that house.
Yep.
Every time we went out, it'd be back to one of their places. Like, it was so, so fucked. Like, I remember this so clearly. It's one of the funnest piss ups I've ever been to in my life.
Mm.
I think we went out to the valley and then went back to Bromar and we woke up and went and fucking helped tidy it up, whatever. We all went home and then at probably 1 o'clock that day, one of the boys who lived there sent in our group chat being like, who wants to get shit yourself drunk today at Bromar open house from 4 p.m. and every single person that was there the night before was back. And it was just like unplanned and just got... It wasn't like someone went through the wall wrestling. Like
I was going to say, I remember rocking up for the wall and that room didn't have a single item of furniture
in
it.
It was like a fucking...
It was a big room.
Jiu-jitsu dojo.
Bro, they just fucking biffed in there all the time.
Huge room with no furniture and carpets. And they were just
one of the boys got fucking thrown through a wall, so they had to plaster it back together. It was fucked. But going back to the task at hand.
Yep. Literally at hand.
I think three a day consistently would be fucked.
That's lots, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot of production as well.
Yeah. I don't know if I could get up for three. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I reckon you just get fucking sore.
Yeah, big time.
You just feel like, oh. It would almost become a fucking chore, wouldn't it?
100%. That's what I think that's the point when you're like, am I really enjoying this?
Yeah, exactly. Now, there'd be really some people out there that, like, I don't know, maybe they got off to chores, so that's why they keep going and going.
Maybe they love punishment.
Maybe they love punishment.
And pain.
There's plenty of those cunts out there. But, yeah, I don't know. There'd have to be some people that they wake up, they whack off, they go to work, they get home, they whack off, they have dinner, good night.
One more before bed.
Maybe one more before bed.
Yeah, there's your
maybe
three.
One more.
On a big day.
But
look out for question of the week next week.
Yeah, fucking oath. So yeah, guys, join the BBB Frothies, get in there, put that up, and it'll be lovely. And
before we move on to the next segment, just a quick one. We have been talking about giving away a couple of tickets to Magic, the Friday night games of Magic Round with Klutzy and I. If you've been listening to the last few weeks.
And the Highly Street Hooligans.
Yep, if you've been listening to the last few weeks, we've got 5 tickets, I believe.
Yep.
Myself, Joshua, Highly Street Hooligan. So that leaves 2 more people. So we're going to give them away through the pod. We're not picking the winner as of this week, but what we're going to do is stretch it out over a few weeks. However, this is going to be your first task to be in the running to win the tickets.
Yep.
So if you're listening to this right now, Wednesday morning, I'm going to put a post up in the BBB Frothies group, which Klutzy has just touched on. What we need you to do is follow us and subscribe to us on your platform of choice for the podcast, whether that be Spotify, Apple, or YouTube. Screenshot the fact that you're subscribed.
Yep.
Post that in the comments of the post. And we need you also to use the code word hand shandy in a sentence.
Yep.
So the post will say ticket giveaway, listen to the podcast today to figure out how you can win tickets. What you need to do is post your screenshot and then comment something that uses the word hand shandy in a sentence. Like, I had 10 hand shandies today.
Yeah. For example, I gave myself a hand shandy and it looked like I had a cheese volcano come out of my cock.
Yep. I had 10 hand shandies today. There's just a couple of his examples. Yeah. I want to give Klutzy a hand shandy. There's another example. We're really not limiting it to what your sentence has to be, as long as it has hand shandy in it somewhere. So get the entries in. As we said, this is not the final giveaway, but this is step one. So if you miss this step, we'll leave it open for a week till next Wednesday. So anyone who's not in before then will miss the cutoff. And then you have to stay tuned for your second task, which we don't know what it is yet.
No, so yeah, tune in next week and you'll find out.
Maybe not next week, but keep listening.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Frothies, a quick update on the Six More Songs Day initiative, which, if you're not sure what we're talking about, it's from a couple of Wednesdays ago. Essentially, our podcast is going to lobby for a brand new public holiday in Brisbane, being Six More Songs Day, which is the day after the Origin game that's played at Suncorp Stadium. We essentially think we just need the day off so we can get on the piss and celebrate, listen to six more songs and not have to worry about getting up and going to work.
Now, I was thinking about this because I was like, fuck, maybe it's going to be difficult to be like, okay, we need it off after this date because it'll be a changing date all the time. But I had this little epiphany. We've literally just celebrated a holiday that changes all the time. Exactly. So it's not like they don't do it already.
Exactly right.
Fuck.
So if you've been listening and paying attention, we set up a petition online last week. Now, you might be wondering, geez, the boys have gone quiet on that. There's a reason. We got about 100 signatures with barely even, I don't think we even mentioned it on the actual podcast. We just put it up on Instagram. Anyway, we had an inbox come in. I don't know if we're allowed to say the person's name, so we'll just say the first name. Catherine reached out to us after the pod and said, I have some insider knowledge on how local government works. I work for a different local government area and respond to a lot of petitions. We're like, holy shit.
Here we go.
The ball is rolling. So I can help you out here with some advice and make sure you're at least heard. The first point, the Brisbane City Council website will give you a template and all of the things you need to do to make sure your petition is an official petition, which basically means you just need 10 signatures and the people signing have to list an address. Like, we'll piss that in.
Yeah, right. So we've already got the 100 signatures. You said to reach out for some addresses.
So I think what we need to do is create another petition where we can get actual addresses and stuff.
Yeah.
But the 10 there's the least of our worries. I still think we'll give that a push and get as many as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Because I think strength in numbers, right?
I was going to say, if we've got two petitions going, one that has the addresses and the other one that's just got obviously all these people, it's like, look at that. There's proof of the pudding. People want this.
Well, I think if we can get hundreds of thousands of people to sign it, they're going to go, oh, fuck, this is what the people want.
Yep.
The second point, Catherine says, given the level of jurisdiction, I'd be making sure the petition is to have a public holiday in Brisbane in the first instance. You can tackle the whole state later. Small steps.
Yeah.
I don't know how the frothies feel about that. It obviously works for us, but I think it makes sense to foot in the door, you know?
Well, as the great Michael O'Brien, manager of sixth grade GPS, once said, from little things, big things grow.
Yep.
So you got to start little to make something big.
Yep.
Look at me, cunt.
Clutzy wasn't always.
Do you think I came out this big?
For your mother's sake, I hope not.
No. I literally would have split the poor woman in half, and that would have been not good. Well, it's true.
I'm not
taller than
I'm
her.
I'm not denying it at all.
Yeah, it's
but
fucked.
I think
it's just fucking natural, bro.
It's a part of life.
It is.
I think maybe we limit ourselves to Brizzy first.
Yep.
Get the ball rolling there. See what the traction's like. Maybe go from there afterwards if the whole state wants to get on board. I think that could be a vital bit of info for us. Anyway, the third point: when you submit it to your local councillor, you're best to submit to the councillor of the ward where you are a resident, given the issue is not for a specific location. They are the ones concerned about getting your vote. So we're going to probably submit it to the councillor of Ashgrove.
Yeah, I reckon
so. Because they want your Clutzy's vote.
Yeah. I reckon
sense,
so.
Right?
It does make sense.
We need them to be working for us to get this done.
Yeah.
Payback will be a vote, quite obviously.
Yeah, fucking oath.
So we need to change tax there a little bit. Makes sense, though.
Mate, I'll vote for anyone that'll give us 6 more songs day and upgrade the roads.
Yeah, exactly right. The fourth point, I think, is probably most interesting. But if you meet all the requirements of the petition submission, council have to respond to you.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So they'll write a report with the recommendations and present that back to council for endorsement by all the other councillors.
So essentially, you just follow the rules and you actually get places.
Yep, exactly. But the thing is, they can't ignore it.
Yeah, which is great.
I still think if we have a groundswell and a large number of signatures and supporters, we're going to be more likely to win over the other councillors.
How many different holidays do you reckon we could submit?
Let's focus on one first.
But what I'm saying is, like, imagine this. Like, we're going to get 6 more songs day.
Yep.
Can every day become a holiday?
Maybe.
If we get the right things behind it.
Maybe.
Fucking
we get enough petitions.
You don't have
going.
To work a day in your life. That's what they always say. Do something you love, you don't have to work a day in your life. Well, I enjoy doing petitions. So
and getting signatures.
And getting signatures. So that'd be fucking sick.
The last point, however, is slightly concerning.
Okay.
Once council endorses a recommendation, it can't be changed. So basically, if someone recommends 6 more songs days and it gets poo-pooed, it can't be changed. It won't get up.
Oh.
Catherine goes on to say, so you have a real risk of never getting a public holiday if it doesn't go your way.
Well, with no risk, there's no reward, is there?
Well, also, there's no real downside, right? Like, we currently don't have a public holiday.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the worst can happen? We keep, you know, we got to try.
Yeah, and what about 5 more songs day?
Exactly.
4 more songs day.
Yep, no, 1 more 7. Song day. Yep.
Or... potentially. I know, obviously, Alfie didn't say that. Like, he wanted 6 more songs. Gives you about half an hour.
Yep.
What if we went for 8 more songs day? Because that would really just...
8 in a row. 8 straight.
In a row. Yep. Never forget it.
Never forget
That's
it.
That's a way to never forget it.
But I think, like, obviously there is that risk there that we will ruin it and never be able to have that public holiday. But, yeah, I think... well, we got 2 options. We either try.
Yep.
We get it up and we have a public holiday. We have 3 options. No. Yeah, 3 options.
Yep.
We try, we don't get it up, and we don't have a public holiday.
Yeah.
We don't try and we don't have a public holiday.
Tell you what, lots of trying and not getting up.
Yeah, happens a lot.
But statistically, there is a chance that we do try and get it up.
Well, I think nothing really changes if we don't try or if we fail.
Yep.
And we want change.
Yeah.
This podcast is about change and a day off for the people of Brisbane the day after State of Origin.
Yep. I like it.
So I think we push ahead.
No, we have to fucking do it. There's no way we're not doing it.
Yeah. Well, let's look into how we make this petition official.
Yeah.
Get it set up and we'll be posting during the week through our social channels, the Facebook group, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Bloody sign it. Get behind it. Because they're going to respond. They have to respond. And the more people that sign it, I think the better chance we got.
Yeah, fucking
Can you imagine if the Power of the Pod actually got a public holiday for Brisbane?
Mate, we would literally go down in history as those cunts.
Yeah, those cunts. Those Remember cunts. Those two fucking idiots.
Yeah, fucking oh.
Imagine in fucking 50 years time as a kid at school. Dad, who doesn't even follow footy? Why do we have a day off tomorrow? Well, these two fucking useless cunts who sit at the pub and talk shit their whole lives. Had this idea to lobby for it, and with the power of the pod, they got it.
Boom. We fucking did it.
Yep.
My God, I'm excited to see where we go with this. It's going to be a magical journey for all.
It will be. So stay tuned. Sign the petition. Get around it.
This could be our first foray into politics.
Politics. Not. Won't be the last.
Won't be the last.
Absolutely.
Won't be the last.
Absolutely.
Buddy Brilliant Beers, Senate 2026, something like that.
Pretty pathetic. Politics.
Pretty pathetic politics.
Yep.
What do you want to do? I don't know. Have a bit of fun.
Have a few beers.
Hey, fix the roads.
Fix the roads.
Fix the roads.
Have more days off.
Fix the roads, Senator. Fucking oath, cunt. Let's fix them together.
All right, Classy. Something that happened to me over the weekend got me thinking because it really fired me up and I was like, fuck, we could talk about this on the podcast.
Yep.
It's a pet peeve of mine.
Okay.
And I want to bring it here to air it because I've fucking had enough.
Okay.
And it's people who don't use fucking maps on their phone.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Was this on the journey
out? We had 2 instances of it over the weekend, right? First one was upon arrival.
Yep.
So keep in mind, we've traveled 10, 8 hours, whatever, 10 hours west, Never been there before. No one in the car had been there before to see my mum. And we ring her as we're pulling into town. We didn't have our actual address. We're pulling into town. Small town.
Yep.
Hey, mum. Just pulled in. Where's the house? Oh, mate, if you've... can you see the big silo? Like, yep, huge. Okay, go towards that. When you hit the butcher, you want to go left, and then it's your first right. Left. Yeah, okay, can't see it. It's a white house. Like, yep, can't see it.
All white.
Are you near the school? Yep. What school are you near? There's two. I'm like, I've never been to this place. How the fuck would I know what school I'm in? What's the street address? If you're at that school, you're at the wrong one. You need to come down the other end. I was like, what's the street address? Like, if you go past the butcher to the other school, I was like, mum, what's the fucking address? Because what we can do is put this in my phone.
Yeah.
And it will almost instantly tell me the fastest way to get there. And not only that, when I click go, it will actually talk to me and direct me directly to your door. It won't tell me about the fucking butcher. It won't tell me about the fucking silo. It won't tell me about the fucking schools.
Yeah.
It'll get me there instead of driving around like a dickhead after spending 10 hours on the fucking road. I don't understand it.
No, that is fucked.
I hate the shit.
That is ridiculous,
man. And the second time we got done, you'd be fucking distraught if you're in the car. We missed the Toowoomba bypass.
No!
We missed the Toowoomba bypass on the way back.
How come?
To Brisbane. Just, again, we didn't...
Didn't, like, put it in?
Didn't put it into maps because literally the Warrego Highway, it's just like... We literally got on the highway and it's like...
You just go straight.
Continue straight for 800 kilometres.
Yeah. Okay. It's fucked,
we
mate.
We probably don't need the maps for that. But then the turn for the turn off.
It's a left turn.
Yeah, we missed it.
Oh, my
God. So then we spent 10 minutes trying to figure out how to get back there. And I'm like, my brother's in the car. Put it in the...
Put it in the maps.
Oh.
Holy fuck.
I was like, it's almost... not even worth going through the fucking bypass anymore.
No.
We've wasted that much time.
Did you go to the bypass?
We did. We ended up getting back through the bypass. How good is the car? Oh, mate, it's sensational.
Bit of work happening on it?
None actually, but public holidays, you know, yeah, like, okay, never going to be much work.
Yeah, no, it would have been like $300 an hour for those bikes.
Exactly. Oh, and the rest, I reckon, bro. That'd be their fucking flat rate. Anyway, my missus does as well. What she does, she'll put a thing into maps, but then instead of clicking go, she'll follow it.
No.
And tell me, like, oh my God. And then we miss turns. I'm like, what's the point?
So when I do my maps, I actually hate it talking to me because I usually have a, not to toot my own horn, I usually have a fairly good idea where I'm going, but I'll just glance at it and have a look. Fuck me. There is nothing more like annoying than when you say, where's it going? Caitlin does the same thing. I'm like, can you just press go?
Because then it will tell us
exactly where to go.
Oh, we missed the turn.
Oh, did my we? God.
Cool. Well,
thanks,
being in the passenger seat on the maps, that was actually your job.
Yeah.
The only one you have.
Yep.
Get us there.
Fucking
now I'm fucking driving around like a dickhead.
Yeah.
Fucking trying to pull across lanes of traffic.
That's so frustrating.
It boils my piss. If
that
you don't
is
use
so
maps.
Frustrating.
And you don't have to use maps if you know where you're going. Don't get me wrong. I don't use it every day. But I don't pretend to myself like I'm going to fucking magically figure out the way and then cause everyone else to be delayed because I don't know where I'm going.
From the old days as a plumber, what I used to do is always put in my destination in maps, regardless of whether I knew where I was going or not. Yeah. I think maps are so beneficial because it tells you if there's a fucking incident.
Yeah.
The other day-
It tells you the fastest way. Right. There's often three or four ways to go somewhere. It will tell you what the fastest one is.
Going up to Budrum. I forgot if I mentioned it last week when we went up for the funeral. Put it in and- Dad wasn't looking at the map because it's obviously just go straight up highway. But I was like, hey, it's telling you to turn left.
Go the old
way. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's telling you to go through Kalanga.
Yeah.
There must be a car accident. And he's like, oh, what the fuck? And then as we've gotten to the left lane to go that exit, it's like, oh yeah, there's the traffic report came in on the radio. It's like, oh, crash. Huge pile up.
Yeah.
And we see all these cars backed up. And I was like, got to fucking pay attention to your maps. Dude, like
the other one I hate is when people go, oh, the maps will tell you that way, but I know a faster way. It's like, oh, you're better than Google.
Yeah.
Like,
boom.
Do you ever think there's anyone in the world who will go ask you a fact and they can think about it quicker than fucking Google can solve the problem?
Oh, it depends. If it's a fact about the Toowoomba bypass, I got that cunt covered.
Right up there, bro. But you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
Oh, dude, the only time. Get this way. Oh, fuck. up.
The only time I will say there is some instances where it won't take you back streets.
Yeah, okay.
So I back myself against maps sometimes in back streets to get me there 30 seconds quicker.
It does feel good when maps is like it'll take you 14 minutes and you get there in 11. You're like,
literally, I play that game every fucking day when I put my thing in.
Yep.
How can I beat this cunt legally?
Legally.
Yeah. Because I could speed and get there very quickly.
Oh, yeah. We could all speed.
Speed and get there very quickly.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's me fucking pet peeve.
Yeah.
Does my fucking head in.
Yeah.
If you're still listening, call us up for the Monday show and tell us your pet peeve. Let off a bit of steam because that really got me fired up.
That's particularly on a long weekend when you just. Bro, like, and it's a long such drive. A long drive, like, bro.
I just wanted to get out of the car, not fucking try and figure out where the butcher was. I can't give a fuck about Zorro's butcher. I'm sure they do great steaks, but like, fuck off. Get me inside.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez, that's an unfortunate way to start the weekend.
It was.
Do you know an unfortunate way to end the weekend?
What?
Or almost end it?
What?
I had something happen on the weekend.
What did you have to happen?
Obviously, Easter Sunday, you get chocolate.
Yep.
Caitlin woke up.
I know
up.
What you're about to say. This is fucked.
Caitlin woke up earlier than me.
Yeah.
On the Sunday. Did a little Easter egg hunt, so I'm doing it all inside. And she's like, I've done some outside as well. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Gone out there, and there's a couple up top. And I was like, oh, yep. And I was like, haha, there's some foil in the yard. Like, that's so weird. And she's like, I had an egg there. I was like, excuse me? She's like, yeah, I had an egg there. I also had one here, here, and here. And there's just all these little foils in the yard. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, someone's walked up and opened them up and stolen the eggs. That was my first theory.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I was like, hang on. These other ones are so more, like, easily visible.
Yeah.
That are up top. And then I was like, oh my God, we have scrub turkeys.
Yeah.
And we had a look at one of the foils that we found later and it had a big hole poked through.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, scrub turkeys have eaten them.
Got your eggs.
Now, I'm glad I'm a 29-year-old man because if I was any younger, I would have taken that a lot worse.
Yeah.
I already was crying.
Yeah.
Not good at all. And it's funny that happened then. I think it might have happened to someone else because we got a letter in the mailbox from someone on another street that's behind us. So there's like apartments behind us. And it was saying, we're sick of this happening. Obviously there's scrub turkeys in the area and we're looking to get them removed.
Yep.
And I was like, what the hell?
How do you remove scrub turkeys?
These people are like, because legally you can't touch scrub turkeys.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll do anything to them. So they're looking to get this dude who relocates them legally.
Because
he's got papers. I don't know.
Probably
fucking not near our place. Yeah. There's only three scrub turkeys. But I was like, this is just so funny that this letter has come up.
Yeah. The
$283 to relocate one turkey.
Really?
And these people have-
Bro.
These people have put a letter in and they've said-
Well, they want everyone to chip in.
Can we split the cost for it? And I had a look. I was like, Kate, what's this? And she's like-
How many people do they want to split it by? Like, what was it going to cost?
Five townhouses and four or five other apartments from the adjacent street.
It's going to cost $25 each.
Maybe. But why?
Buzz, I reckon you and I could get together, get a fucking- Even like a box, those things are dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
You'd catch one of them easy as.
But my thing was, it's not actually doing anything. Like, they're like, oh, it's making a big mess. I was like, is it though?
They do when they have nests though.
But around our place, there's fuck all ground.
Yeah.
So they've obviously hatched there.
Yep.
But they're really not making any mess. I think the mess is coming from the fucking giant trees that just drop tree branches everywhere.
Maybe you should relocate the tree.
Yeah. Or I don't know, just fucking enjoy nature, cunt. It's not
soak
difficult.
It up.
Just soak it up. Someone buddy Be ran one over one of the babies the other day, which I think is quite... And like it was at the end of the cul-de-sac, so probably not that difficult to avoid it.
Yeah, big cul-de-sac.
Don't take your anchor out on those poor little
scrub
things.
Scrub turkeys,
The babies are quite lovely. It is what it is, mate. It's just fucking nature.
Yeah.
The babies are different. They look like little chicks.
Chickens.
So they're fine. But that was something else.
I actually had one, a really quick one before we go, because we've been fucking going for ages. I actually had a stitch up deluxe. We had a very busy Wednesday for the podcast last week, actually Monday and Tuesday as well, basically because I was going away Thursday, Friday. So had to do everything in the space of 3 days that we'd normally have five.
Mm.
Anyway, literally got in the car to drive out on Thursday and I was like, holy fuck, I didn't get an Easter present for my girlfriend. So I text my mum being like, hey, I've had a fucked few days and forgot to get Rach an Easter egg thing. Can you please get her something and I'll pay you for it?
Mm.
Dark chocolate only. It's what she likes. So I get there on Thursday. Mum's like, yep, I got you sorted. I was like, sweet. Sunday morning, get up, saying good morning to everyone, going to mum's bedroom, made her a cup of tea. Did you get that Easter egg for me? She's like, yep, yep, it's just over there. Pull it out, lint, you know, the lint egg?
Yeah.
Red. I was it's milk egg. And obviously I know that my girlfriend doesn't like milk chocolate. So like if I get it for her, she'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Mum's like, that's the dark one, isn't it? I turned around, I just got milk chocolate up top. She's like, red's dark. I was like, did you have a look at the fucking
red box? Is always been milk and it's very clearly and labeled.
Like, put me in a position where like I'm not going to fucking get up my mum for, you know, I was a bag of shit and didn't get it and mum's gone out to get it for me. But now I'm like, I can't do this,
mum.
I can't give her this. If I give her this, she'll be
me,
like,
you fucked me. We're just fucking.
So I was like, if I give her this, she's going to think I need a fucking brain scan because I've been punched too hard at boxing or something.
Yeah.
Like, so I end up having to like, mum had been given this like box of other lint chocolates. It was like assorted. And I was like, well, that's better than nothing.
Oh.
So I gave it to her. She's like, oh, like, yeah. Happy Easter. Hopefully she's not listening to this.
Holy fuck, that's so funny.
I'm a real piece
of shit. Bro, I rocked up to Easter lunch yesterday. And Caitlin's mum, there's five plates. So it was like her, it was like Caitlin, her sister, mum and grandma. It was five plates. And I was so giggly because there was an NRL small egg on my plate.
She's in.
Like, I found that at Coles. I got it for you. I was like, thank you so much, Sharon.
You have no idea this how happy so this makes me.
Fucking sick. And she's like, what team do you go for? Like, it's Melbourne, hey. I was like, yep. I was like, I'd be happy with Melbourne. I'd be happy with the Broncos. I'd be happy with
Queensland?
The Finns. Queensland, anything like that. She's like, what's the one team you don't want? I was like, fucking Roosters.
Yeah.
And so we were all, she's like, oh my God, like, that'd be so bad if we got the Roosters. So then I'm biting into this egg, enjoying the chocolate. And then I'm like, fuck, now what if I get the Roosters? Like, she knows I fucking hate the Roosters. She'll hate that I've got the Roosters. But South Sydney Rabbitohs,
it was great.
So I was happy with that.
Yeah.
My last thing I'll bring up today, I forgot if we brought it up on the podcast last week, but I was screen recording something and it popped up. Mum sent me a message and I quickly flicked it away.
And then he sent the screen recording to our group chat.
Yeah, and it just said something about Squirter Boy.
How's Mr. Squirt or something? I'll see if I can find it.
Das asked, what's the go with Squirter Boy? And I was like, well, Mum's been kept up because the dog had the runs and was squirter shitting around everywhere. The house, everywhere throughout the night, the poor thing. He's back on the wet food and just apparently farting like Mo tomorrow and doing all that, and it just stinks and whatever. Anyway, we left the dog on Sunday morning to go out to the farm, and Mum, I was like, oh, like, how's he going, blah, blah, blah. And Caitlin said something about him being stinky. And I was like, he's not that stinky. And Mum's like, oh, Cinder, like our old dog who's passed away now, she's like, Cinder used to be the biggest farter. And Caitlin was like, yeah, when I first stayed at your place, she was so off me. I was like, yeah, Cinder stayed at the door and like just had this weird look and was like, nah, not, I don't trust this chick. And then eventually she came in, jumped up on the bed and turned around and farted on Caitlin. And I was like, oh my God. She's like, it's so fucked. Just like farted on me. And Mum's like, oh, well, this morning, Soupy comes in and I feel him jump on my arm. And I was like, oh, hello. It's like 4:30 in the morning. And then she's like, then he just like wiggled his ass and just went and just dropped his guts on Mum's arm. And she's like, it was so hot. It stuck so bad. And I felt all the air on my arm. I was like, oh my God. She's like, you dirty little thing.
That is so fun. So, yep, he's got the whole fucking bed. Runs into the room, jumps up, squats his ass on mum's shoulder and fucking farts all over it.
The message in question that we were talking about before came through from Klutzy's mum. Yep, about three times for Squirter Man.
Poor thing, eh? Poor but thing. Yeah, apparently he's just been farting heaps. Caitlin always says I'm like the dog and I'm like, nah, like.
Fucking with you love
no,
farting.
I'm not. And she's like, you're literally farting and they like you both stink.
Yep.
And you love getting pats. I was like, fuck it.
Checks out.
Scratch my ear.
Little red cocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all we got time for. That's a longie. That's 54 minutes. That's the longest in a long time.
Shout out to Sam.
Shit. Sam Long.
Yeah.
You know.
Very niche reference.
Very niche reference. We went to school with someone called Sam Long. Just because this, we've said we're going to end this pod four times already and things keep coming up. In year 12, Sam Long was in the soccer team. So was I. We went on tour overseas. Yep. And another bloke from our school, Nick Roos, we're on the bus.
Yeah.
And Roosie, Sam was sitting in front of him. We used to call him Longie. Everyone used to call him, no one ever called him Sam. Everyone just called him Longie. Longie. Sam Long. Like if you, we've said it before, if you or had a nickname Schlong. Like Sam or Josh or whatever, you never got name. Yeah, he got Schlong quite a bit as well. Roosie was just like, oi, Sean, what are we having for dinner or whatever? And I was like, what the fuck? And obviously Sam didn't turn around. Like, Sean. He's like, what? Shawnee. Sean. Like, cunt, who are you talking to? He's like, Sean Long. That is not his name.
Oh,
he's
my
like,
God.
Bullshit. Like, yeah, it's not Sean Long. He's like, I fucking thought his name was Sean Long.
That is so funny.
No, cunt, it's Sam Long. He's like, holy fuck.
Roosie came to school with him. He was one of the year seven fellas. So that,
fully
that
thought
would
his
have
name
been
was
five
Sean.
Or six
years. So then he got called Sean holy all season.
My God.
Yeah.
That is so fucked. That's like people don't know Snooze's name.
Yeah, Will.
Will.
How would you get that?
Oh, Will.
Our mate Pidge. Rachel had asked me that. What's his name?
Mate, Nathan. I literally said that to Steph. Pidge has done a book. Did I tell you about
really?
That?
Really? No.
Pidge has done a book. I really want to read it. And then I was like, Steph, I don't know how to buy the book. She's like, what do you mean? I was
well,
like,
can't search up Pidge.
I was like, I can't search up Pidge. I was like, I've had a mind blank. I know his name, but I can't remember it. Like, it's just Pidge. She's like, Nathan.
Yeah.
I was like, can't.
Yeah, again, how you get that? You know, apparently it was because when he first started as an apprentice, Sparky, I think he is.
Plumber.
Yeah. His tradesmen had to feed him every day.
Oh.
So they called him Pigeon.
Oh, wow. Dude, that makes so much sense. Fuck, if I got called Pigeon, it would be because I cut open a pipe and a fucking pigeon flew out from underground. That is still the most, that I reckon that'll go down as the most fuck thing.
What? When you cut open a pipe and a pigeon flew out?
Yeah. Dude, like that was so cooked.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Poor thing would have been down there for fucking days.
Yeah, how did it survive?
No idea.
Yeah.
But I just remember me and my boss Ben just looking at it going,
wow.
That was a bird.
Yeah.
Bird not a plane. It was a fucking pigeon. Man. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, that's 57 minutes. We're still going.
Fucking oath. Well, we'll
thanks for tuning in, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow with
sports show
with the Finns man Jack Cronin. And
Hammer Time, baby.
Hammer Time, bruh. Got a lot to answer for, I think, mate.
Yep. The Tip faders.
The faders, as his good mate Eden Richards told him. The faders.
Anyway, go Broncos. Fuck the Raiders. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Klutzy and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK, which stands for Boost Week, basically.
Ooh, lovely. BBB Boost Week.
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off using that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 worth.
Of yeah, okay. So we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.